news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Rob Center there. And we have a guest on the news line today to talk about, we're going to just call it backpack safety. On the news line with us now, Devin Krebs, a supervisor of therapy services at UPMC Muncie. Good morning, Devin. Thank you so much for checking in today.
Good morning, Mark. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, I just think this is exciting, and I hope we're not too far into the school year for some of the districts for all of our great information to be helpful, but I just really appreciate you making yourself available. If you were to be given an open mic to start out and to talk to a parent or even a student about backpack information when it comes to health and, you know, how much is too heavy, where do you start? What's a good stepping off point when you're talking about sort of physicality and good health as you head back to school?
Absolutely. We get this question a lot from parents, and they ask us, you know, how heavy is too heavy for a backpack? And most doctors recommend that children carry no more than 10 to 15% of their body weight in their backpacks. This means that as far as parents, you should monitor the weight of the backpack and what's being carried. My children, you know, they're roughly 70 pounds, so, you know, and they're 5 to 7 years old, nice and young. You want to keep it more toward that 10%, so about 7 pounds for my kids would be a realistic weight for them to carry. But that being said, you know, you might also be able to look for signs that the backpack is too heavy, and that would be, you know, poor posture, slouching, hunching. They may complain of back, shoulder, or neck pain, or they might have trouble just picking the backpack up, getting the backpack on and off. So at that point, you want to try and remove some of that unnecessary, anything that you can get out of there that may be weighing that down. Sometimes we put lunch boxes in the backpack, so instead of putting them in the backpack, carrying them in the front would be able to disperse the weight a little better. And backpacks with wheels are always an option for children. However, in central Pennsylvania, this may be a little difficult when winter comes.
Okay, so are some backpacks too heavy? If we're removing the lunch from some, I guess your experience would be that some just get pretty weighty, too weighty.
Yes. So, you know, with children kind of bringing their own waters now at this point, that kind of weighs things down as well. So anything you can do, and even filling up the water bottle at school versus filling it up at home and then carrying it in, anything you can do to disperse that weight throughout and even looking for backpacks with wider shoulder straps that are padded, that can kind of decrease any pressure. If you have narrow straps, that kind of pushes a lot of pressure into the top of the shoulders, and it can create like numbness, tingling, weakness in the arms and hands, so you do want to avoid that. Also, make sure you wear both straps. So you'll see a lot of kids kind of throw one strap over their shoulder. The bag is hanging to the side, and this also can create some pain, and if it continues, if they wear that consistently on one side for prolonged times, this can even lead long-term to scoliosis. So really try and look for a nice, sturdy backpack, wide straps for their shoulders, even a waist strap. A waist strap is really beneficial because this can also, if it's nice and snug, not too tight, but tight enough to disperse some weight into the child's hips, that will be a little better for being able to maintain balance and transfer weight from the back to the hips. Another thing is a padded back to the backpack. This can help kind of avoid and protect the child's back from anything that's poking out of the backpack, such as, you know, pens, pencils, scissors, if they carry them in the backpack. These things can all be really beneficial to making sure that we can maintain good posture for the child, and even, you know, dispersing the weight into the compartments, you know, placing the larger items. So if you need to keep that lunchbox in the backpack, keeping those larger items closer to the spine And smaller items in the front, smaller compartment.
Well, and I think some backpacks have small attachments or some sort of a pocket which you can put some things on in the front. I have a hunting backpack that holds your water bottle on the strap in the front of you and your phone on the other strap in the front, so you sort of achieve some balance out of that. But I could see how for a child this would add up quickly. I mean, if you put a laptop or a tablet, a lunch, a water bottle, and some books in there, you're up to 7 pounds. Geez, pretty fast, I would think. Well, let's talk about posture. I dare say until lately, I haven't heard folks talking much about posture lately, but this is important for parents to bring up, talk about, discuss with kids, and monitor.
Absolutely. I think posture kind of goes on the back burner sometimes. And as online learning, you know, has become a new normal for kids, it's important for children of all ages to maintain good posture while doing schoolwork at home and when in school. So proper posture helps to protect a child's, you know, growing spine and joints. When we're talking about proper posture, sitting at a desk, this is really important. We should have our elbows, our hips, and our knees flexed at 90 degrees. And that being said, we want those feet propped on a firm surface. So the feet have to be on the floor. And again, you want to kind of keep that 90-90-90 at those knees, the hips, and your elbows. And the elbows should actually be supported on a surface. So you really want to scoot the child forward, nice and close to the chair, in the chair, at the desk. And really, this is a big one, I think, avoid allowing your child to do their homework on their bed, you know, because they're going to be hunched forward, and this can really create low back pain, weakened posterior shoulder musculature, leading to possible neck, low back issues by hunching forward, rounding their back, coming down to their computer if they're sitting in their bed. Really try and get them to a table at home or at a desk, so they can maintain good posture.
I remember the 90s from when we talked to you a year ago, before all the many people working at home, make sure you have a good chair and the right height desk and so on. Me just sitting on a couple cushions at the dining room table, that's not necessarily an ideal workspace for at home. So, yeah, you should think about that. Okay, so let's talk about you and your peers and the work that you provide there. Do we occasionally talk about kids and physical therapy and occupational therapy?
Absolutely. So as far as UPMC North Central Region, we offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy. As far as physical therapy, it's often recommended for kids and teens who have, you know, been injured or have movement problems from an illness, a disease, or a disability. Physical therapists work to decrease pain, improve range of motion, regain strength, and return to activities of daily living. Things that we may see are congenital conditions, you know, those musculoskeletal, neurologic, orthopedic disorders, developmental and overall gross motor delays, maybe even balance and coordination deficits if you notice that in your child, and of course recovery for sports and non-sports related injuries. As far as therapy, what we do when your child gets here, we work on activities, exercises directed to improve range of motion, that strength, the flexibility, endurance, some gait training. So if you notice that your child has any difficulty walking, if there isn't that smooth, fluent, you know, fluency in gait, that's something to be looking for and that we can help you with. Also, we offer concussion rehab. So as far as Williamsport, Kristen Rim offers that. She treats concussions, all ages, up at Williamsport, and I also offer that at Muncie. And then when we go on to occupational therapy, this is often recommended for kids and teens in schools to help ensure that a student can participate in all required school activities. And this can be anything from paying attention in class, concentrating on the task at hand, holding a pencil, a musical instrument, or just behaving appropriately in class. We also have, like, splinting And really what they focus on is fine motor, visual motor, perceptual motor, and activities of daily living. And not to mention another thing that is offered is speech therapy. This might not be something that, you know, we right off the top of our heads think about, but a speech pathologist can help prevent, assess, and diagnose and treat speech-related disorders. And this could be, you know, being able to understand others. It can be sharing thoughts, ideas, and feelings. Articulation, so making sounds and putting them together. Social communication, so greeting, commenting, asking questions, following rules for conversation. All of these things can be treated, you know, through physical, occupational, and speech therapy.
I think some of those could probably be good lessons for adults these days.
Absolutely.
Might help us in the lunchroom a little bit. Okay,
yes.
So any other safety or health back-to-school information and advice? You kind of touched on athletics and extracurriculars there. So an open mic, anything else to add?
I would only say that one thing that I think also might go missed, we have a couple specialties as far as what we offer at UPMC North Central Region. The first one is scoliosis treatment. So if you notice in any health screens, if your child is struggling with scoliosis, that is offered here and through Jessica Zalecki, and that is in Williamsport, and she has gone through all the extensive training to be able to help your child, and this goes all the way up to age 21, I do believe, that she is trained in treating. We also have a pediatric pelvic floor therapist, and this one I think really goes missed, but Amy Vandermark, she is at the Eastlake Homing YMCA. She is able to help children that experience bedwetting, chronic constipation, abdominal bloating, bowel or bladder frequency, all of these things, urgency, things that maybe as a parent you notice may be happening with your child. These people can help with those things that might go unmissed, and just parents might not know that these things are offered. But I think that's all that I can suggest.
All right, well, that's a super, a lot of information to digest, so we really do appreciate it. But thank you so much, Devin. We will check back in with you from time to time, and when you have news in your field to pass along, let Tyler know up at Williamsport, Tyler Wagner, who's the outreach specialist, and he'll make sure that we get connected up again. Thank you, Devin. We know we'll talk again. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That is Devin Krebs, a supervisor at Therapy Services at UPMC Muncie. Sound advice for backpacks. 10% of the body weight is about the limit for a child's backpack.